Hello.
Hi, how you doing today, sir? My name
is Tony. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Thank you for asking. And I'm glad to hear you're doing pretty good yourself. My name is Anthony with Opinion Survey, and we'd like to ask you a couple of questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your answers are entirely confidential. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Awesome. And if you don't mind me asking, what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Great. Now, are you registered to vote in Columbus? Or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Great. Now, as you may know, in November, next month of 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you
100%.
Almost certain? Okay, so you're almost certain. Do you plan to vote by mail, early in person, or on election day?
Probably on election day.
Awesome. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 10, you're extremely motivated. 0, you're not at all motivated. 5, somewhat motivated.
Go ahead.
You can choose any number from 0 to 10.
I would say probably an 8.
Okay. And we like to rate. We would like for you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5, neither warm nor cold, that you're neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or have never heard other people and or groups, please let me know. Nancy Dake-Ack-Hour.
Don't know her.
Don't know her, okay. What about Farhan Jady?
Don't know her.
Nick Bengston.
Don't know him.
The Columbus City Council.
I'm not familiar with the Columbus City Council.
Okay, so you couldn't
raise
your
fingers. I don't
live
in the city.
Okay. What about Emmanuel Remy?
I've heard the name.
Okay, but you have no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. What about Adrian Hood?
Don't know her.
Shannon Harding.
Are these for judge?
No, these are just people in politics.
No,
I don't know if they're
familiar.
Running for. Okay, so you never heard of Shannon Harding?
No.
What about Luis Gil?
No. You don't get much information from me, I guess. Andrew Ginther?
Yes.
I know of him.
Okay. How would you rate your feelings towards him from 0 to 10?
I would say he's in the 7 range.
7 or 8 range, okay. Have you heard of Joseph Motil?
No.
Okay. Now, next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing, or you would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction?
I'm not in the city, so I don't think I get to vote on city council.
Oh, okay. But if you had the chance to vote, which will become...
If I had the chance to vote, I'd probably... I don't know. I'd have to look at the issues and see what's going on.
So would you rather re-elect?
I don't think they're doing that. I don't think they're doing a horrible job, but I would probably lean towards staying the status quo.
So re-elect.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Joseph Motil or Andrew Ginther?
Probably Andrew.
Okay, so you will lean toward Andrew Ginther, correct?
I think he's doing a pretty good job.
Okay. Now, if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louise Gill or Nancy Dake-Akauer?
I don't know either of them.
So you will be undecided, correct?
Yes.
Now, if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Undecided.
Undecided. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jady or Nick Bankston?
Undecided.
Now, this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 millions for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each dollar of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
Well, after reading all of that, I'm sad to say that I'm right now I'm on the fence. I don't know. I'm undecided. But
okay, would you lean toward yes or lean towards no?
But I've never not voted for school bills.
Oh, okay. So we can say that you would lean yes.
However, I think that they might need to go back to the drawing board on this one.
Okay. So we can say you are undecided.
I would say I'm undecided.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
My thoughts and views are more on the independent side because I have voted Republican before, but I am registered as a Democrat.
Okay. Now, so you would say that you're a Democrat?
I'm registered as a Democrat, yes.
Okay.
Do I always vote Democrat? No.
Okay, so that would be my next question. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I consider myself a Democrat, but there's a lot of things. There's been several occasions when I have crossed party lines.
Okay. So we can say that you are not a strong Democrat. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that'd be correct.
Okay. Are you married? And
I am.
With a partner? Okay, awesome. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or you were not able to vote?
I was able to vote, but I won't divulge that information.
Okay, no problem. Okay. Just one second. Let me go ahead and make sure that I have the right one here. It says, okay, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else. Can we put you down as someone else?
No.
No? Okay. Not eligible? People, you are eligible. And you did
eligible,
vote.
But I don't.
Okay.
And I did vote, but I'm not going to share.
Okay. I understand. All right. Just allow me a couple of moments. Let me go ahead and make sure. Now, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best
that
estimate is fine.
That I won't divulge either.
Okay. So, could you just give me a round figure?
No.
No? Okay. Just allow me a couple of moments. Okay. Well, sir, I truly thank you. I truly thank you, sir. Okay.
Sorry, I couldn't
complete...
answer all your questions.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, there was no other option here.
I think anybody that divulges who they voted for or their annual income is foolish.
Okay. No, I understand.
I understand for the reason for surveys. You want to know what demographic voted for candidate, but that's private information, I think.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, okay?
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.